Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Dofen Akuma. In the previous shiur, we established the Yisod, based on Reina Rabbeinu Zitzel, that the Vort of Dofen Akuma is that we see, we view the Kosher Eschach as being part of the wall. Since the wall has been bent, kiviyachol, with the unkosher eschach, that enables us to view the kosher eschach as being next to the wall, and thereby the sukkah is kosher. So it's mevatel the richuk and the afrodo and the ihayachas. It nullifies the distance, the separation, the lack of relationship between the wall and the schach. And now we'd like to see this in the Lashonos of the Rishonim, more than we already saw in the previous shir, where we said this yisod. Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, Pochus Me'arbamus Ksheira, She'afu Huchshara Al-Yoda, Dekaimelon Halach LaMoshe Mi'Sinai, So if there's less than a distance of 4 amas between the schach kosher and the wall, it's kosher, because we pass in Halach LaMoshe Mi'Sinai that the sukkah becomes kosher. I'm translating Rashi. The sukkah becomes kosher by bending the wall until arba amas, less a bit, a little bit. And we see the upper schach, that's mechuber l'doif harachik, that's mechuber kilu hu min ha'doif in atzmai. We see the schach as if it's part of the wall. So it's mashmash yisod halacha is not that the schach is a wall, but that it's part of the wall. So that's the hechsher of the doifen. We are now machshir the doifen, as we explained in the previous year. The doifen is also part of the sukkah. That's why it's learned from Lashon of Sukkos. You learn how many defanos there are from Lashon of Sukkos. And on that, there's a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that there is this koach to connect between the schach kosher and the daifen, up to slightly less than 4 amos. Al yedei ze sheroyin, that you're able to see them as one. B'kach mafurish b'loshen Rashi be'eruvin daf gimel amud beis b'divur amaschil daifen akuma shekosav sham Rashi b'zeh l'shonei pochos me'ar ba'amo is k'sheira. Less than our Amos is kosher, that we say we see this schach pasul as if it is part of the wall that was bent above and came until this schach kosher, and therefore there's no hefsek. In other words, this chazinan, Rashi writes, chazinan, we view, this viewing them allows us to be mevatel the hefsek, ein kan hefsek. So we see the schach as if there was no hefsek between it and the doifen. V'chein nira'a mevo'ar milashon ha behag. Siman Yudalid Vilchot Sukkah, Amut Kufzadi Dalid, Hashona Behag, Bayet Shenefchat, Visikech Al Gabav, Im Yesh Ben Hakotob Lesikuch Arba Amot, Psula, Pachot Me Arba Amot, Kshera, Mai Taima, De Amrinan Dofen Akuma, Pachot Me Arba Amot, Amrinan, here are the key words, Chazye Leahu Dofen, Keman de mekarva gabei schach dame vikshera. All less than arba amis we say, let us view that wall as if it has come close to the schach. It is similar, and it is thus kosher. Shekemat meforash bedvarav, she is so that the halacha Moshe Sinai is that the richuk of pachos mei arba is not a richuk, and even at this distance, it's kolashon habehag keman de mekarva gabe schach domi. It's like it came close to the schach, and thereby the sukkah is kosher. So here we have kemat mufurish in lashon habehag. That's the word of Dofen Akuma, that we are mekarev the schach kosher to the wall, thereby nullifying the hefsek. And so it would appear b'mashakos of Rav Nissim Goin be'eruvin daf dalad amud beis. Ani mitzatet v'doifen akuma meforeshet b'perek kama de sukkah bayit shenefchat v'sikech al gabav v'yesh ben hakotel ha'schach 400 psula pachot me-400 kshera ki nidon ze hakotel shel bayit hu samuch l'sikuch v'ro'im ki'ilu hu dofen akuma. ובפשטות מבואר בדבריו שדופן עקום הוא על הכותל שנתעקם ולא על הסכך והגג. אבל אם כן, קש יטוב הסבל דבריו, מה שכתב שבפחות מידה לדמות כשרה, כי נידון הכות ורואים, והם רוצה עוזר לפרש את המהלך של דופן עקום. מה שכתב ורואים, הרי צריך לומר שרואים את הדופן כאילו הוא דופן עקומה, ומילא נידון הכותל כסמוך לסכך, ולא אפתוח בכי נידון הכותל כסמוך לסכך, ואחר כך לומר שרואים כאילו היא דופן עקומה, שראי על ידי זה שרואים אותה כאילו דופן עקומה, הוא מה שאומרים שנחשב הכותל סמוך לסכך, ולא שעל ידי זה דאמרין את שהכותל סמוך לסכך, אמרין את שהוא דופן עקומה. In other words, what Rabbeinu is saying is as follows, that first Rav Nissim Gaon writes, Dofen Akum is mefurish in the first parak of Sota, where it says, Bayis shenifchas v'sikech al gabav. If there is between the kotzel and the schach 4 amos, it's pasul. Less than 4 amos is kosher, because nidon zeh ha-kotzel, we view this kotzel, we judge this kotzel, shel bayis who samuch l'sikuch. In the case of this kosel, of the house, it's samuch to the sikuch. And we see it as if it's dofen akuma. So b'pashtus, what he's saying is what dofen akuma is that the wall was bent. And it's not a word in the schach and the gag, but rather in the wall. And so writes the Rav HaMagi and the Ritva, the Kavanas Rav Nissim Gaon, that the word is that the kosel was nisakim. Berim kuili hidofen akuma, and we see it as if it's a bent wall. But if that's true, then we have a difficulty in his words when he says that less than 4 amos ksheira, that if it's less than 4 amos, it's kosher. Ki nidon hakosel, ki nidon ze hakosel shel bayis, because the case of this kosel, of the house, is samuch l'sikuch, is next to the schach. In the case of the kotel of this house, it's next to the schach. That's what he says first. And then weiter he says, and we see the wall as if it's bent. So if he wants to explain the mahalach of Dofen Akuma, when he says, V'royim kilu Dofen Akuma, and we see this the ceiling as if it's a bent wall, he should have said, Royim es ha-Dofen kilu hi Dofen Akuma. We see the wall as if it's a bent wall, and memela nidon hakosel kesamach l'schach. And Mimela, we judge the Kaisel as if it's next to the Schach. Since it's a Daifen Akuma, so Mimela, the wall is bent, and that allows the when the wall ends, the Kosher Schach starts. So that should have been his order. First, he should have said, Roy Mesa Daifen Kilu, Vero and Kilu Daifen Akuma. And Mimela Nidon Zea Koisel Shel Bayis Hu Samach L'Sikuch. And Mimela, we judge the Koisel of the Bayis that it's Samach L'Schach. That should have been his, that should have been Tzedel Dvorov. But he says the opposite. He starts that Nidon HaKoisel K'Samach L'Schach, that we judge the, literally, the wall of the house as if it's next to the schach. We view, we judge the wall, I don't say view because we say view later, but we judge the wall of the house as it's juxtaposed to the schach. That's how he starts. And then weiter he says, and we see it as if it's a dofen akuma. But that's the opposite order. It's not that we see the wall because it's close to the schach, therefore there's dofen akuma. But rather it's because the dofen is akuma, we see the wall as if it's next to the schach. That should have been Seder Dvarav. Because the wall is bent, memela it's samach l'schach. The wall is samach l'schach. So why does he try to say there? And he says, no. He says, first, we view the wall as if the wall is judged as if it's samach l'sikuch. And then we see it as if it's doifen akuma. No, we see it as if it's doifen akuma. Memela nidon zeh akoisel z'abayis v'samach l'sikuch. So eich navin et Seder Dvarav. Aval afi dvareinu, we can say as follows. That he's not explaining the mahalach of ikum akoisel. He's not explaining the mechanics of the bending of the wall. What he's trying to explain is that even though the wall didn't move, through the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, this wall is judged, this wall of the house is judged as if it's samach l'sikuch. And that's our yesod. That Dovin Akuma says that we're mevatel the distance, the separation between the wall and the schach. That's what he's explaining in the first words. So first he explains what Dovin Akuma means. What it means is ki nidon zeh akoisel shel bayis hu samach l'sikuch. That's Dovin Akuma. And that Nissengon writes, and that's because the din says that there should be a roam kilu dofen akuma l'chol perish kide islay. Right there, as we discussed, dofen akuma can mean that the wall bends to the schach, or it can mean that the pasal schach is considered part of the wall. It could be that the wall, kaviyachol, moves closer to the schach, bends over to the schach, or it could be pshat that the pasul, the schach, on top is part of the wall, and that's what bends. But either way you look at it, Reb Nissim Gaon writes that the yesod of the din of dofen akuma is that there is no more separation between the wall and the schach. That's what Dofen Akuma means. We separate the Hevdel, the Hafrada, the Nituk, the Ihayachas, the lack of relationship between the wall and the Schach. And how's that done? Ah, because Roim, because we see the wall as if Roim, that's what Reb Nissim Gaon writes. V'roim kilu Dofen Akuma. This is done when you see it as if it's a doifen akuma. In other words, the point of it's not just you're bending the wall. That's not That's not what Akuma accomplishes. What Dofen Akuma does is, it's mevatel the yachas bein. That's the gather of Dofen Akuma. That there's no, that it connects between the wall and the schach. That's what Rinus and Gaon says first. And Rinus and Gaon says, how's that done? It's done by the roim, by seeing it as if it's a Dofen Akuma. However, they learn Dofen Akuma. But the yisod of Dofen Akuma is that there's now a relationship between the goal of Dofen Akuma is to create a relationship between the wall and the schach. That's Dofen Akuma. How is this accomplished? It is accomplished by seeing the wall as if it's akum, by seeing the wall as if it's bent. And therefore it's written in this Seder. First he writes the yisod advarim. That's Dofen Akuma. And how is this accomplished? That the wall is next to the schach. Because of the roim. Roim, akilu Dofen Akuma. We have a raya brura for this mahalach in the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin. And Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, I hope that we will see it, and we will see continuing niflos gedolos v'rabos mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We know there will be zeh to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.